time to start. Anyway, so on the official email, Yosef Sebrow had a suggestion that we talk with Rabbi about Rabbi Kinarik. So he's going to do it without being at Lent. I just want to mention, because it was Rabbi Kinarik, it was Nifter today, and it definitely owe him a tremendous Hakara Sato. I realized that I was in it. I learned with Rabbi Kinarik 50 years ago for a year. Besides being with him all the years, I was a Rebbe in Israel. But when I was a Bacher, what happened was my father had a sabbatical. You know, he was a rabbi of a shul, young year 4 years old, they had a sabbatical. So the family went to Israel. I had just gotten into the blotcher. And as being in the blotcher, there was no equivalent blotcher in Israel. So I had no intention of going to Chafetz Chaim, but going to Israel, and they had no share for me there. So Rabbi Shayakon, I don't know whether this was a real or a put up, but he came over to me. He was then learning in Israel. At that point, Rabbi Shayakon, Rabbi David Harris, Rabbi Yo Edelman were still in Israel. They stayed behind from the yeshivas was there in 67. So they stayed behind in Israel for the 3 years. So they were still there. So Rabbi Shayakon came to me and he said that Rabbi Kinarik likes to prepare a share with a chavrusa. So you can come, you come to Chafetz Chaim, you can prepare a share of Rabbi Kinarik. And then the key is, since there are three kolo guys, so there's an odd number, so I could learn with him. So that's basically, otherwise I probably would not be in Chafetz Chaim anymore, except for Shaya. So I don't know whether it was a trick or it was real. So I got to learn with Rabbi Kinarik for the year. We prepared share. And Bikias, I learned with Shaya this afternoon, said. Anyway, so I was learning with Rabbi Kinarik every day, you know, say from around 8:30 till 11, whatever. Okay. You know, night Seder in Israel was over later. Was at least in those days, it was over later. Afternoon Seder was over late because they had a fleishig meal for lunch. That was a minig. So lunch was from 1 to 3. Supper probably started at 7:30 because you got milchiks. And then night Seder started at 8:30. So whenever I say 8:30 to 11, something like that. Okay. Anyway, the amazing thing, that's what I wanted to say about Rabbi Kinarik. Rabbi Kinarik, those who know, he likes to play with his beard when he thinks. So we were learning together. And about that happened probably the first day. We're going to start learning. Rabbi Kinarik starts get stuck on a point. He starts playing with his beard and closing his eyes. So what's pshat? In a second, he was out. I'm telling you, I never saw anything like that in my life. In a split second, he closed his eyes to think about something. And before you know it, he falls asleep. Okay, I figured, okay, you know, he must be very, very tired. Something unusual. So he wakes up about a minute later. I excuse myself, okay, I'm going, no, where are you going? You know, where are you going? Okay, we learn another 20 minutes. Exact same thing happens again. And then another 20 minutes, happens again. Finally, after around 3-4 times, I'm a little tired, oh, you should go home, okay. This happened every night for about 2 weeks. Every night for around 2 weeks, he fell asleep 3 or 4 times, basically, during the Seder. In a split second, you know, it's not like you put it, I have to go to sleep. You know, I used to have to lie in bed and spend a half hour till I fall asleep, you know. He closed his eyes to think about his father, and before you knew it, he was asleep. So, you know, it got about after around 2 weeks, he comes to me, you know, I'm a little tired at night. It's hard to learn Ian at night. Would I mind learning with him instead at 5:30 in the morning? So we had a Seder at 5:30 in the morning. I used to go to sleep early because I know to me it was worth it to learn with him at 5 to learn with him. So I used to go to sleep. I probably around 10:30, I was in bed. I don't know exactly. But he got himself a different chavrusa to learn Bikias every night. So he was learning Bikias every night till, I don't know what time, 11 o'clock. 5:30 in the morning, he was already in the yeshiva. It means he was dressed, and he didn't live in the yeshiva. He had to walk to the yeshiva. It was probably a 15-minute walk, whatever. So he was ready 5:30 every day. He was there, ready to go. So that was like, he was just, Yeah, there's been an incredible masvid of a generic. And it's a shtickle chiddush, because as you people are a little bit older, you know that people that are masmidim, even when they're in the yeshiva, but after a while, you get older, you lose it a little bit. That's the human nature. You know, when you're young, okay. But Rabbi Kinarik never lost it. Rabbi Kinarik was, you know, as long as I knew him, he was this amazing masmid. You know, like, you know, the whole, we used to have in Israel, and for a while, they had a cake break, and everyone would walk out of the Beis Medrash. The only one was in the Beis Medrash was Rabbi Kinarik. You know, and Motsoi Shabbos, Rabbi Kinarik's the only person left in the Beis Medrash. You know, everyone leaves, Rabbi Kinarik is still there. There was a case where Rabbi Kinarik had a very serious operation. I don't remember what it was, but it was a serious operation. And I remember he was in Beit Karev. Beit Karev, those who know, Adasa Beit Karev is all the way on the sticks. It's a little bit of a crazy place where that hospital is.
Ein
Karev, yes, Ein Karev, yes. Adasa Ein Karev, thank you. It's way out there. I don't know if you know that it's like
Tabayt Vigan and then another 45 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know where exactly, but it's nowhere. Someone told me that there's a machlaik. Ben Gurion decided to build it there. So someone told me there's a machlaik. They say Ben Gurion was going on a nature hike because he loved nature. And he came to this beautiful mountain and he said, here we're going to build the hospital. So some people say he was crazy. And you know, you don't build a hospital totally away from the city, because till the patients get to the hospital, they'll die on the road. And other people say he was a genius because he figured out a way to stretch Yerushalayim to that place. So I don't know, it depends if you like him or not. But it was way out in the middle of nowhere. So Rabbi Kinarik had this operation in this right, and there's a Das Engad. And we went to visit him, and to get to the hospital, especially Rabbi Kinarik always took buses. He never took a thing. So to get a bus, he had a few buses. So we went to visit him. It was a whole schlep, at least an hour bus ride to get to him. Okay. Anyway, the next day, we walk into the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Kinarik sitting there. And we just went visit him in the hospital the day before. He said, what in the world are you doing here? He said, well, the operation is not till later. I had to check in early because I had to do all kind of you know, testing and taking my blood. But now there's a few hours before the operation. So I figured, sit in the hospital, what for? So I came back to yeshiva. So he said, well, why don't you go home? Said, what am I gonna do home? Nothing to do home. So he came back to the yeshiva. He learned the whole Seder. At the end of the Seder, he walked back to the bus stop. He took a bus back to the hospital. We asked him, they let you leave the hospital? He says, of course not, but I didn't tell them. My clothes were in the closet. I changed my clothes, I put on my clothes, and I walked out. You know, no one knows the difference. You know, I'll come back, I'll go back in bed. And that was Rabbi Kinarik. He was a very simple, in a certain sense, you know, like there's no airs about him. But he was a nonstop. He was his asma that was incredible. That would be one thing. About Rabbi Kinarik. And the other thing, which I'm sure everybody must have said about Rabbi Kinarik, so I'll just repeat it anyway, is Rabbi Kinarik's anivus was amazing. He never spoke about himself. You could never get any, he never spoke, period. You couldn't get Rabbi Kinarik to speak publicly, usually, very, very hard. He didn't want to speak. You know, I heard there was one year Rabbi Chaid was away in Israel. He became like the Rashiva. He spoke, but then, you know, and he spoke beautifully and people loved it. But then when Rabbi Chaid came back, no, I'm not the Rashiva. I don't speak. You can almost never get him to speak. And it's surely not about himself. I just saw my wife show me when someone sent in it in the chat that he was living in Rabbi Baruch Bear's house when he was learning in Kamenetz. I never heard that. I was Rabbi Kinarik for 15 years in Yeshiva. I never heard that he was in Rabbi Baruch Bear's house. I remember asking him about, you know, Kamenetz. He says, I was barely ever there. I was there only for a little time. I didn't understand anything. I came from the Mir and I transferred to Kamenetz, and then the war broke out and I never understood anything yet. And you know, and here I see in the chat, he's living in Rabbi Baruch Bear's house. You know, that's how he was. He was very, very mevapt himself. The biggest chiddush of the bitto himself was that the 14 years I was in Israel, I gave the shir above him. Now you think about that, that was pretty like weird. You know, because I was a bucky and shas be Ian, and I was a little kid, and he refused to give the highest share. For I think all the years, he refused to give the highest share in the yeshiva. That was, you know.
Who gave it before Rabbi came? Rabbi Chaik gave it?
Rabbi Moshe Chaik gave it, yes. Rabbi Moshe Chaik. I came when Rabbi Moshe Chaik stopped giving the share. That's when I came. And then afterwards, I think someone else gave it, but he never would give the highest share.
Why is that?
I assume it's because of his anivus. I don't know. He was this very, very, you know, you never, because, you know, like I say, never talked to himself. He had a saying with Rav Nachum. He never told anyone about, you know, like, he was.
I was in a Rav Kanarik Shir, and I was also in Rabbi Naiman Shir in Forest Hills. And in a certain sense, the Shir were very similar in the sense that it was like, it was preparation for Blatch. It was the style of the Shir he gave was definitely very fitting.
Okay, I'm sure he knew what he was doing. And he gave that, but I'm sure if he wanted to, he would have given a different type of share. But he was a very, I don't know, I can't explain. I can't explain Rabbi Kanarik, but he was just very, very, like, you couldn't get, certain things he just wouldn't tell you. You would ask him questions about Europe, he wouldn't answer, I don't know. What?
We knew, when I was in yeshiva there, we knew that he would listen to Rav Nachum's shiurim tapes, but we didn't know like what that he had a seder with, like that he had learned with him, and we just know he listens to the tape. Like, we didn't know what the connection was, we didn't know why.
Rav Nachum and him came from the same town and from Germany. They were both from Germany, and they both went to. I'm pretty sure he had a seder of Nachum every Friday, but I'm not sure. I don't know when, how many years that was, but on Friday they had a seder with him. Could be he listened to the tapes too. But he had a seder with him. But he was a very kosher person, but he did not let people know.
Friday morning, he used to learn Rav Nachum.
Yeah. How did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, that I think it was Friday. He had a seder, yes, that is right. But he, you know, he wouldn't talk about it. He never thought he came out. And I think he was also in the first Kodo in America. It was in White Plains. I don't know. I think so. Like, you never could get any information from him. What he did. He was just very, very quiet.
But he had a recording. When he spoke, he spoke very much to the point. Like he didn't. One time we were in Shir, so they had the new Sheetim Kubetzes. Sheetim Kubetzes Himalay. So there was something in the Himalay that he didn't like the gear. So he goes, I think it's Himalay of mistakes.
I know. He had a sharp sense of humor.
Sharp sense of humor. A very sharp sense of humor.
Yes. Yes. It was once there was a guy came over and to him and said, Rebbe, I don't feel well. You know, or you know, I have to take off. And he says, well, what's the problem? He says, I have a cold. He says, okay, fine. A refuah shalema. So and then after the guy left, he turns to me and says, he really needs one. In other words, you don't say there for a cold. Like, I don't have a Canary's book. You know, I think a guy came to yeshiva with fever. So you don't need it. So that's a guy really needs a refuah shalem if he's taking off for a cold. Yeah.
Rebbe, did you ever eat in his house?
Yeah.
Did he eat a meal by Rabbi Kanarik?
Yes. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I was there Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, it's a little.
I was there for a Pesach Seder. I had a Pesach Seder of the record.
Very simple. No?
I was there on Yom Tov one time for a meal also. Yeah.
It was second day. It was second day Pesach. He wasn't even having a Seder because it was second day Pesach, but his grandson came.
Yes, it was.
He heard I was going to be there and I needed a Seder. He says, why do you come by me?
Okay. Very nice.
And he sat with us the entire time we did the Seder. You know, like, you know, it was just unbelievable.
Yes, he was a very kosher person, and it's a lot, but to me, that was really, okay. Well, okay, anyone else? Rabbi Hammer, you got what to add? I'm listening.
Big loss.
A big loss, yes. Okay, he definitely added a certain dimension to the yeshiva, you know, that the yeshiva, you know, like this gadol from a European a little bit of, you know, like the European gadol, the yeshiva, that there was this hasmada. You know, the yeshiva didn't really have the, you know, was not famous for the, you know, as maybe other places as much. And he was this sort of mass mid, but okay. And also, but a big Balmidas, obviously, his relationship with Rabbi Chaik was like
legendary.
Yeah, they came out, never got into a fight. I don't think came out. They never, they were just such love and respect. I think David told me that someone asked Rabbi Kinnarik, what was the secret of their success? And he said, because he always treated Rabbi Chaik as his boss, and Rabbi Chaik always treated him as his equal. You know, there's each one. I think that's how it went. No, is that right quote? Anyone remember? I don't remember. But okay, anyway, yeah, but they had a tremendous relationship and tremendous shalom. Everybody should have such shalom in their workplace. Okay, anyway, so now we should learn a little bit because he was such a master. I don't want to bother, but it is definitely a loss. Loss to the classroom, loss to yeshiva. And it's probably, you know, there are probably, I don't know if there are any more Talmidim of Rav Barber around or from Shanghai, you know, Kemat. I don't know. Okay. All right, let's go back to our sugya.
He was one of the few people that left from Kobe, Japan, straight to America.
Yes.
He didn't go to Shanghai.
Yes, that I knew. That's how we got to meet Rav David before.
Right.
Rav David was lifted. Okay.
Came to San Francisco and he had a friend.
He did once say that when the war broke out, there was this train to go from Vilna, whatever, through Russia. I don't even remember where the train was. I tell you the truth, I don't remember.
But the train went from Vilna.
And it said it cost $100 for a ticket. And he did not have money to pay for the ticket. And that would have been it. He couldn't get on the train. And somehow someone sent money from America and they got it the last minute. And they were giving out $100 bills to everybody. And he said, Ralph Kronglass, that was in the Mashkiah from Baltimore, handed him a $100 bill. He was running on the train. He got $100, he handed it through the window. And that's what saves his life. He jumped on the train, got on the train, and he got this, escaped. She said, also, I must ask you, for $100, they got to save his life, you know? Okay, all right. Anyway, let's learn here a little bit. So we're leaving yesterday. I apologize if yesterday was confusing. I'm not sure even it was right, but I found it very interesting. And, you know, it was interesting. If it's not, it's just interesting on the Diyukim and Rashi. But we're leaving it. Okay, we're starting with the play in Yeshua. Now we're going more back to basic world of pashtas, right? The play of Shua asks a very simple question, which I think we had when we were reading the Gemara too, is that Rashi on Dawud Amid Beis asks the Kasha, why are these others, they're not written in the Torah? So Rashi answers, Shebichlal Nezekein. The Nezek Mamin Kosev Etaira, Makav Nevesh Behema Yishal Mena. So the Bechlau Nezek. So the Kasha is, Bishlama, if you say, Hezek Shein Unikar Shema Hezek. So then you could hear, it's Bechlau Nezek. But if you say, Hezek Shein Unikar Lav Shema Hezek. So that means that halachically, this is not called damage. Evamai, with the Gemara in Gittin, says Beferish, that if you hold Ezek Shein Unikar Lashma Ezek, the reason why you're chayiv is not because you damaged, but it's a takana derabanan. In other words, if Ezek Shein Unikar will be potter, so people will go ahead, and if they don't like someone, they'll take advantage of the fact that that you're not chayiv, and they would be metame their friends to Iris and cause them hezek shein or nicker. So it's not usher, it's not, you're not paying because it's hezek. really midin has a hegir pater. You're paying because it's a takana derabanan. That's what the Gemara in Gittin says. It's hezek sheino nikar lav shmei hezek. Then our Gemara says it too. That hezek sheino nikar lav shmei hezek. Lo shmei hezek. So how can Rashi gives an answer that the reason why it's called an of is because b'chlal nezek game. But that's only true if you hold hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek. But now if you hold hezek sheino nikar lav shmei hezek. Right, that's the kasha. So the Yeshua gives.
Not a kasha on Rashi or a kasha of what do we do on, you know, on the alternatives, you know.
Oh, it's not, only not a kasha on Rashi. If it's not on Rashi, so you'll come up with some, you'll say that you can be called the head of, even if you're not beferish in the Torah. I don't know. You know, who said that an of has to be beferish in the Torah? That's Rashi said that on that base, but that's also Rashi, you know. But it's not a necessity that everyone agrees that an of there has to be something that's in the Torah. Of could be just if the father of a Derabbanan could also be called an of, you know. There could be a Derabbanan made a new category, but the Rashi on that Dawit is bothered because Rashi on that base says that an of is something that's only in the Torah. So Rashi on that Dawit asks the Kasha, "Ay, mitane, minabe, umenazek, lo tzivi behedja." So why are they of it? So it's only, I mean, if without Rashi, we would just say it's not a Kasha. You don't have to tzivi behedja. But Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi gives the answer. Maybe someone else would come up with a different answer too. But Rashi gives an answer because it's included in the pasuk of Makanevish Bema Yishamanda. Now, if Lo Shma has Nezek, then how can you say it's included in that Pasuk? It's not a Nezek. So this is not Makanevish Bema Yishamanda, it's a real Hezek. And this is not a Hezek, so it's not included. So how can Rashi say it's included? So Bishlamo, if you hold Hezek, Shein Nikar Shma Hezek, okay, so then it's included. But if you hold Lav Shma Hezek, then how in the world can you make it included? Right? That is a tremendous question, which is.
You're on Rashi or the Gemara?
What?
You're on Rashi or the Gemara?
It's on the Rashi. The Gemara, there's no problem because the Gemara never said that in order to be an of, you have to be included in the pasuk of Makan Nevish Bema Yishal Mena. The Gemara, you could say the Rav Hoshea definition of, and he's Rav Hoshea, is much more liberal. You know, the word of doesn't necessarily mean it's in the Torah. Who says that? But Rashi happened to have said that on the Mishnah on that Beis. Rashi said on the Mishnah on that Beis, the first Rashi in Bava Kamma, of his Kari Mahanach Tiksivi Bikra Behedja. So Rashi has his Shita. There's no Gemara anywhere that an of is only this Tiksivi Behedja Bikra. And even according to Rashi, theoretically, you could say that's an of in the Mishnah, but maybe Rav Hoshea has a different way of speaking. Everybody has their own way of speaking. But Rashi assumes, you know, I'm not arguing with him, but I'm saying it's showing without Rashi, it's not mukhrach. Rashi assumes that Rav Hoshea grants this rule that you can only be an of if you're written Ksivi Behedja Betara. And therefore, Rashi has a problem. Other people would just disagree with Rashi and say it's not true. But Rashi has this problem, and Rashi gives the answer. So the problem is that Rashi's answer only works if the Gemara that Hayam and Aleph has two stadim, whether it's Shmo Hezek or Lo Shmo Hezek. That means that obviously both stadim stem with the member of Rav Hoshea. It has to be. And I got the wrong names. Rav Chia, not Rav Hoshea. I'm sorry. I'm saying the wrong name the whole time. It's Rav Chia. Yes, Rav Chia says these four, right? So how could Rashi say that the reason why Rav Chia calls it an of is because of the, it's in the pasuk of Makanet Bemi Yishalmenu, when the Gemara on Hayam and Aleph has a sign that the Rav Chia holds Ezek Shenik or Last Ezek, right? The trash in the Gemara versus Neima Ksaba Rafia Ezek Shenik or Loshma Ezek, Tishma Ezek or Tony Ezek. So the Gemara clearly has a sign that Rafia holds Ezek Shenik or Loshma Ezek. So how could the Gemara, according to Rashi, how could the Gemara think that Rav Chiya holds Hezek Shenik or Loshma Hezek? Then it's not enough. So the plain Yeshua answered this question.
Rebbe, but Rebbe, according to Pashup Shad in the Gemara by Bayes, isn't it also like what Rashi's saying? It was never spelled out as clearly as what Rashi's saying. Meaning, is there another way to understand the Gemara on Bayes? Like they're going, meaning the Gemara continues going through.
I don't know. I don't want to go through. There's definitely other ways of learning it, because there are other Rishonim that disagree. I assume, but okay, I don't know.
Okay, no.
There's no other way. It's not really so relevant. I don't want to start learning Bayes. We're gonna get distracted. But the Maisa, it's a tremendous Kasha and Rashi. You want to say that Rashi is Mukla from the Gemara? Okay.
Isn't the Pnei Yeshua going according to his Shita earlier in Rashi? That I mean, he seemed to have a Shita earlier in Rashi based on the Marsha. We didn't look at that Rashi, whatever. I mean, he's going based on his Shita earlier. So, is he really asking? I'm just trying to clarify as far as the reading of the Pnei Yeshua. He seems to be asking based on his Shita earlier. I'm not sure it's really the same question we're asking. He's not asking based on the diac of Daf Dal and the Bays, as far as I understood.
Okay. So we're asking a little different. It's also good. Where is this? Let me look at the plan. Sure. I forgot. Females, because I have the addiction amount is really healthy. I even draw the shine because of. Okay, because he starts at a female shikasav today. Okay, I hear. Okay, so what does he basically answer to Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua answers probably the most radical answer. Is one of these answers, like the Rashiva used to say, if I would have said it, they would have thrown me out of the yeshiva. You know, the Rashiva used to like to say that sometimes when Taita says some real tehukim. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that.
He says b'daychik before he answers it.
Yeah, right. Okay. That he says that when the Gemara says, Adaf, hey, the Rav Chiya holds, Lo Shmei Hezek, means it's not doimet to the Hezek Nicker, but it's still Hezek Zaraisa. Right. Now, what that's supposed to mean, I have no idea.
Is that the only time ever that Hezek, like Lo Shmei Hezek, means Hezek?
In other words, yeah. Which means he's saying that even when the Gemara says Lo Shma Hezek, it means it's still Hezek. But then what does that mean? I mean, but there's two types of Hezek. Now the Gemara, even in Shma Hezek, the Gemara at the end says there are two types of Hezek. But now we got the
three types.
Now we got, yeah, we got, if you hold Shma Hezek where it's the same, there's still two types. But then there's two types. There's another two types. But I don't know what that means.
Is there an afkamina between the Pnei Yeshua's like phantom, like in the middle, Lo Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara?
It's not.
Mostly. So then the whole thing is cosmetic then anyway, no?
But what's very strange is the Gemara in Gittin, I don't know if you people looked in the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin says if you hold Lav Shmei Hezek, it means that you're Pater Midaraisa, it's the fresh in the Gemara, and you're only chayim mitra abanan because shlo yekoef and holech mitame tyros of shochavero. So how can the Pnei Yeshua say that lav shmo hezek means that you're chayim deraisa? It's against the Gemara in Gittin.
He's saying only in this particular step, only in the step where the Gemara, you know, thought that Rav Chiya holds that, then that would be pshat in it. But let's say when the Gemara is actually making the distinction between the two, then he's back to the Gemara in Gittin.
Well, okay, but the Gemara never, and the Gemara, that's the only step where the Gemara brings.
No, first the Gemara, you know, has, you know, if you say the Hezek Shenonikar Shmei Hezek, if you say Hezek Shenonikar Lav Shmei Hezek, then the Gemara says, and according to Rav Chiya, you know, maybe he holds like this. Only that step.
Isn't he saying the hezek shein hanikar that it says on that line is not doesn't mean the same hezek shein hanikar that it said a line earlier?
I think it's mashma in the Pnei Yeshua not.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe not. But it's in other words, there's a tremendous daichik in the Pnei Yeshua that even though in Gittin, when the Gemara uses this phrase of hezek shein nikra lo shmo hezek, it definitely meant to Rabban, says it the Farish. And if Sandy's right, which he might very well be, even the Gemara in Baba Kama, when they use this lashon, it meant to Rabban. But on this line in the Gemara means hezek shein nikra lo shmo hezek, but still deraisa. Right? That is so daichik. Right? It's very daichik. Beside which we don't know what the ramifications are. What is it? Like someone said, like if it's deraisa, so what do you mean lo shma hezek? Why are you calling, if it's deraisa, so it is hezek, so are you calling it lo shma hezek? I don't really understand it. Because I don't understand what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, because if it's deraisa and you're chayim deraisa, so what do you mean it's lo shma hezek? How can it be lo shma hezek? How can it be called lo shma hezek if you're chayim deraisa and it's included in the pasuk of not makan nefesh behema yishamenu? Right, that's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. The pasuk connection and of connection and of is makan nefesh behema yishamenu, and it's included in that pasuk, but it's still lo shma hezek. Like if it's lo shma hezek, so why is it in the pasuk? Just because it is hezek. So why are you calling it lo shma hezek? I don't know. You know, it's a very hard thing.
Does it mean it's necessarily? The fact that Gemara says Knasa, does that mean it's Derabanan?
Not necessarily. Knasa is Deraisa, Knasa is Derabanan, but he plays sure saying it's Deraisa.
But that's what I'm trying to understand.
Ave Hezek Deraisa. He says it's Deraisa.
So it's a Knasa and Deraisa?
Could be. Yes. Yes, your heart Knasa is Deraisa.
Eiffel, Arbab, Hamisha, these are all Knas.
Sure enough.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I don't know the point, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, that it's deraisa. Okay, so we gave the Maran Malkum to look at the Shita. So I don't know if you people got a chance to look at the Shita, but basically, what is the Shita relevant to this? We don't have to really get so complicated. What is it relevant?
He's clearly learning the step as Drabanan.
Right. The Shita says point blank. There are two Shitas, and both of them the same thing. And he says beferish that this step means it's Draban. So he definitely, without having, I don't know, I'm trying to make, you know, we try after yesterday's confusion, let's try and we'll leave reading the Shita inside. You read it yourselves if you want. But he clearly disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. Now the Pnei Yeshua says it's horrendous daichik, which was said he himself says it's a daichik, that lo shmo hezek means you're still chayav deraisa. But the Shita says that's not true. Shita says lo shmo hezek means you're chayav derabban. So we're back, in other words, so the we're back, you know, okay, we're not like so to speak arguing with the Pnei Yeshua, but according to the Shita Mekubetz, that's what I wrote to Peep guys. So we're back with the Kasha, we're back with the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha and Rashi. Because if you don't assume the Pnei Yeshua's Daichik, which we know for sure, there are a number of Shitas in the Shita Mekubetz, two of them, I think, one from Rabbeinu Peretz and one from Ari Cohen Tzedek, that both say not like this. So how are we going to answer this question? So that's why I wanted to stop on this. This is a very nice, and I hope it's something that we sort of did already, right? So let's say over the question again. The Rashi says, the Rav Chia says there are 24 ovens. he mentions four of the others that he mentions are hezek, chain, or nicker. The Gemara clears on Daf Hey whether he holds hezek, chain, nicker, shmo hezek, which means yechayev deraisa, or lo shmo hezek, which is chayev drabanan. And the Gemara in Gittin says the reason why yechayev drabanan is shaliyah koach koveakol holech umetame tayrosu shel chaveiro. You shouldn't go ahead and give mitame your friend. So you, the reason why your chayiv has nothing to do with hezek, it's a precaution that you shouldn't, it's a precaution that you shouldn't, otherwise you'll go ahead and be hurt people. So Rashi goes and asks the Kasha on that Dalid, why is it called an Av? And he says, because it's fit, and in order to be an Av, you have to have a Pasik. And Rashi says, because we have a Pasik, because the Pasik says, Mak and Nevesh Ben Mishamenu. Because the tamim and damim and asech, they're the cloud nezek. Hey, they're nezek. The nezek ksiv b'tayra. So he's saying that they are nezek, but that's not that. You can only say they're nezek if you hold hezek sheinik or shmo hezek. But if you say lav shmo hezek, then they're not nezek. So what's Rashi talking about? Right, that's a tremendous kasha. Okay, so if somebody wants me to repeat it, I'll repeat it. Otherwise, we want to hear some answers.
What line in the Gemara is the Shita going on?
What?
What line in the Gemara is the Shita going on?
I don't know. He's going on. We're trying to make life easy. It's without reading the Shita inside. But he's going on the line when the Gemara says, Lamech, Sabah, Rafiah, Hezek, Sheniker, Loshma, Hezek. That's where he's going on that Gemara. I think we should, for the sake of me making life, because I don't want to have a repeat of yesterday. I made 2 days in a row. I won't have anyone left in this year. So
the copy of the Shita that we have has a misprint or something on the title.
Okay. No, there are two Shitas. This is a Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay.
But I think Avram's right. It's there's a wrong word there in the.
Okay, maybe. Anyway, I don't know. Okay, it could be. Anyway, I'm sorry if there's different. Okay. Anyway, so that's it. Go over it. Let's stick with the question. The question is, assuming we can't use a play issue as answer, because there are Rishayim that clearly disagree with him. So how in the world are we going to answer his question? So I know it's like a funny question. Are we going to answer Beishua's kasha? But there's a sort of a not such a far-fetched answer, which we said already more than once. So let's think about it.
I might have missed it because I wasn't here yesterday, but could we possibly say here that as long as the hezek itself is midaraisa, the ikar hezek and midaraisa, there's a pasuk, just because this individual case is midarabanan, because Lashmehazik makes into Rabbanan, that it could still be considered an Av because it's still under the general category of
Hezek. But the Rashi says the reason why it's in the category is because it's considered Hezek. Rashi's words are Shebechlau Nezek. And we say Lashmehazik. So how can you say Lav Shmei Hezek and Bechlau Nezek.
But it's still Shmei Hezek Drabanan.
Okay, but it's Lav Shmei, but it's Drabanan only for it, not because it's Nezek, it's a Drabanan because of a Takana, Shlo Yeko Echon Holech Umetamet Arayisim Shel Chaveiro.
If there's not Hezek, so then what's
that? Motivated because Drabanan felt it's Hezek. Drabanan also agree that Rabbanan were fine with the fact that it's Lav Shmo Hezek. Rabbanan were only had a problem that there's a problem of Shloyeh Kohechon Holech Ometame. So what does that have to do with Hezek? It's not Hezek.
Ray, what's the issue with that? What's the issue with Holech Ometame? Why did the Rabbanan have to make a takana if it's not mazik other people?
But
if it's not actually... Meaning, if it's not hurting the other person maybe that's bechlal. Meaning, it's not however it's not shmei hezek, but There's a reason why the Rabbanan have to make this takana.
Whatever that reason is, people from here. Otherwise, everyone's gonna get lost.
That's what Hezek is.
No, that's some type of. I don't know what that is, but whatever that is.
You have to not yet. 50%. I'll give you a 50%. That's pretty good.
So you said that Rabbanan will attack a mechanism.
What?
The Rabbanan will attack in it, and they needed a mechanism, and the mechanism puts it into Hezek.
Yeah, that's the way what we said before, right? In other words, we said this a number of times that when the Rabbanan make a takana, the Gemara only tells you what the Rabbanan's motivation is. But the Gemara doesn't tell us what the Rabbanan's mechanism is. It's a, there's two different concepts you have to determine. The Gemara never discusses this point. It doesn't usually. The Gemara discusses what motivated the Rabbanan to make the takana. The Rabbanan are motivated, there's a problem. But now, what do they do to make Yechayiv? So sometimes they just say, okay, listen, you don't deserve to be Chayiv, but you're Chayiv. But we said many times, that if the Rabbanan can avoid that, they prefer to avoid that because then it doesn't look nice. It looks like the Rabbanan don't like, they like to be hidden. They like that people don't notice that they're changing the Torah. So sometimes you can't help it. 2 days yontif, you can't hide it. Everyone knows it says in the Torah 1 day and you're saying 2 days. There's no way you can disguise that. But over here, there's a very easy way to disguise the Rabbanan. What's a very easy way to disguise the Rabbanan?
Even though we say Lo Shmei Hezek, we act as if it was Hezek.
Right, it's not like the people, the Amoratsim, know the lumdis of Hezek, Shein, and Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. Right, now there's Hezek, Shein, and Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek is a very lumdish Shesvara. If you would have asked me, I would have said, you know, Mr. Amoratz, I bet you would say on his own Shmei Hezek. We don't know the reason why Lo Shmei Hezek. Lo Shmei Hezek is some kind of lumdus. I mean, since in the physical sense you don't see it, it's Lo Shmei Hezek. Why not? Why is it an Hezek? So it's not like a Svara Pshuta. So the Chazal in their teeth guide understood that the emes is Lo Shmei Hezek. But the Maisa, they want to go ahead and make a Chiyuv. So they want to go ahead and make a Chiyuv. So the easiest way for them to make a chiyuv is just to make believe, so to speak, that Shmei Hezek, and everyone will be happy. No one, the Mr. Amoratzim never knew that Hezek Shein Nikar. It's not like the Amorah is going to ask you, hey, why are you chayiv? It's Hezek Shein Nikar. She said, well, Hezek Shein Nikar is also Hezek.
You know, but then that it's an av. That's a very strange thing to say that's an av, because Rashi says that an av is only something. So you're saying is that not only are they choosing it, but now it's actually as if it's written right, in the Torah or it's somewhere included in that writing.
The surah Satakana was, we use our method, that motivation and mechanism. The surah is that this is hazard. So even though the Gemara on Dadeyam and Aleph says, Lo Shmei Hezek, the Gemara is talking about in the world of Daraisa. In the world of Daraisa, Lo Shmei Hezek. But in the world of the Rabbanan didn't say, yes, it's Lo Shmei Hezek, but you're Chayev anyway. The Rabbanan says, the Rabbanan, it's Shmei Hezek.
Okay,
this is a little bit what Binyamin Simon, you were saying, but it's not exactly. In other words, the Rabbanan were going ahead and they know there's, of course, their motivation had nothing to do with Hezek. Their motivation is, but they're what they want to get to the result is that you're chayiv. So the way they get to the result, instead of just saying, okay, we're making up a new chiyuv tashlumim, a new din, there's a brand new din here. No, they didn't do that. What they did is they went ahead and they just extended the old din. We said we find this many times. Rabbanan, instead of making up a new din de Rabbanan, they take the din de Raisa and they expand it to include this. They do that when they can get away with that. So sometimes like 2 day yontif, you can't go ahead and take home. You know, Chazal said one, Torah said one day, we're expanding it. No one's gonna fall for that. The Torah said one day, what do you think, 2 days? You can't tell me that. But where the Hamon Am doesn't know where exactly the boundaries are. The boundaries are ambiguous. And so we had that we mentioned in Gittin where what's called an ansadi, whether you know the Adaf, the 10th barak, not Gittin, the 10th barak of Yavamis, that the Isha Daiko Mitzvah, is it an umdina, is it not an umdina? So it's not something that you can is clearly defined. So the Rabbanan can extend, or Toibas and Gittin said they included this in Dvaran Shabbat Vavit Varim. Those who remember, first Toises in Ashaleach, one of the first Toises. When you're close to a border of a Din Deraisa, and the Rabbanan can extend the borders of the Din Deraisa to it, that is usually the way they go. So it's Rashi is very nice. The Chazal made the Chazal were misakein that even though Midaraisa Ezek Shein and Nikar Loshma Ezek were misakein that it's Shma Ezek.
And then we say that we only need the structure for Menaseach but not Midameah.
No, we need it for all three.
Why? Because yesterday we were saying Midameah is like a different okay, category.
I'm leaving yesterday. Let me keep yesterday out of the world. Yeah. Again, Pasha Shad, they're all three are the same. They're all three are forms of Ezek Shein Nikar. I tell you, maybe we did yesterday, but I don't know. I don't want to start going back into yesterday. So you might but be
maybe
right.
You're saying the mechanism is Daraisa. Could that be? Could we shove that into the Pnei Yeshua also then?
No, I don't think that's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. But I don't know.
What does the Pnei Yeshua not like about this that causes
I can't answer that kind of question. That's not fair. I don't know.
The
Pnei Yeshua
says it's Daraisa.
Yes, Pnei Yeshua is really Daraisa. We're saying it's really Darabon, but it gets included. Me Darabon on its Daraisa. It's a Darabon on Daraisa. It's not a Darabon on Darabon. It's a Darabon on Daraisa. Me Darabon on it's a Din Daraisa. Right?
Right. This gets a little bit complicated because Lamaisa is Putter by Shogeg, which is not true by Makabim, as you're telling me.
Understand, but even if it could have been the Raisa, they also get a day that's part there by Shaygate. So it's not so.
I think Makabahim Mishalmenes.
So even the Madamah that says Hedek Shein and Nikra Shmo Hezek also agrees that Shaygate is part there. So
that's a Durabunan. That's a Durabunan.
So you see that even if it's Shmo Hezek, you can make Shaygate part there. So it's not so bad. It's not like you can't make Shaygate part there. It happens to work out a little bit. I don't know if he says nicely, but it's half nicely that with that shita that I not shita with the Or Zeruah that they photocopied today. That's maybe a half good, half no good. The Or Zeruah says that this din of Hezek Shein and Nikar Lo Shma Hezek. I mean, there are Rabbanan were misakin that you're chayiv. It's different than a regular din de Rabbanan. Right, the Pnei Yeshua, he actually says that. How is it different than a regular Din Derabanan? What does he say? He says because it's a regular Din Derabanan, it's a knas. We say Moda b'knas is Potter by knas Rabban. Many people are just shy of whether you say Moda b'knas Potter b'knas Rabban. He says, but even if you'll say that, he says it could be that we say by knasis Moda b'knas is Potter by knasis Daraisa. Apparently, there must be some shy of what happens by knas Rabban. So you say Moda b'knas Potter, but he says even if you're gonna tell me that knasis Rabban, we also say Moda b'knas is Potter. But this one you'd be chayiv. And he said there's he brings a raya or a raya or a motivation. He says you have to be chayiv because if the whole reason for that takana is shoya koyachot holech mitameh, and if moda b'knas is potter, then you didn't accomplish anything. There'll be holech mitameh, and then there'll be moda, and then there'll be potter, and they'll succeed in getting their revenge and be potter. So the Rabbanan, even though it's a drabbanon and normally Molde Biknas is Potter, here Molde Biknas is Chayiv.
So the way they're using a Draisa mechanism.
I'm not reading it into him. I'm saying, but according to what we're saying, it's very nice. And that could even be a motivation why they use a Draisa mechanism. In other words, what we're saying is, I'm not sure if the Or Zeruah is saying it, but he said, but what we're saying, and it makes this concept very nice. It's especially, let's say we're learning like Sandy, that Pshat and Rashi is, that even though Midaraisa Hezek Shein Onikar Lo Shmo Hezek, but the Rabbanon were misaking a Suras HaTakana that it Shmo Hezek. So the question is, why did the Rabbanon do that? Why didn't they just go ahead and say that, listen, it was a new Chiyuv? So I was saying till now, the Rabbanon did that because they like to hide their Dinder Rabbanans because they don't want to be Iker Zavim in HaTayra. It could be. But if you say like the Or Zeruah, there's another reason why they might have wanted to do that. Right? In other words, the Rabbanon, according to the Or Zeruah, the Rabbanon didn't want this to be a Dinder Rabbanon. Because if this will be a Dinder Rabbanon, then you're going to have the Din of Moedah B'Knas Potter. So they didn't want this to be a din of Moedah B'Knas Potter. So it could be that the best way not to have it a din of Moedah B'Knas, in other words, the Rabbanon are thinking of what system to use. If they use the straight system, if they make a Knas to Rabbanon, then they're going to get Moedah B'Knas Potter. And Moedah B'Knas Potter is bad, because then it's not going to solve the problem. Because then you're going to have koach horech umetame tarozu shachaber be moedah b'knas, and they'll be potter. So the rabban, therefore, that itself could be a motivation why the rabban would chose not to use the system of moedah of drabban, but they were misagging. They didn't say yes, it's a drab be deraisa you're potter, but we drabban are making you chayiv. They were misaking that we, the Rabbanan, say that this is included in the Din D'Oraisa.
Doesn't have to be one or the other.
Of course, there's no Din of Moedah B'Knas Potter, because you're not Chayav as Knas. You're Chayav as Mamin.
Doesn't the Gemara ask on this that it should be a Knas? If it's an Ezzajin Nicker, therefore it's Knasa?
It's a Knasa in the sense. That is a where's the Gemara? Okay, so I would have to say that there's two worlds. There's a world of reality and the world of the mechanism. In other words, in reality, you're not, in other words, in reality, it means Raisa, you're Potter. So that means it's only the Rabbanan are being Mechai of you. So that's like a Knasa. But it's the system that the Rabbanan are using, the mechanism, is not a Knasa. So you can call it a Knasa, and you can call it not a Knasa.
So why doesn't the Gemara answer that then?
Okay,
the Gemara doesn't answer that.
What does the Gemara answer? Gemara just says that the Knasa no come, the Gemara says it's good. The Gemara never answers a question. I don't think the answer is a question. Where it says that an answer. And I don't think the answer is a question. I don't even have to go through the Gemara. But I don't think the answer is a question. The answer is an answer.
Knasa like Kamari, and therefore it should.
That's an answer. That's why Reb Oisha does not mention it. I think that was an answer. I don't think that was a question. So we're saying it has a dimension of a Knasa, and therefore Knasa lo kamayri. I don't think they asked a question. I don't think so. Could be I'm wrong, but okay. Anyway, so this is, I don't like arguing things, but this is a very nice possibility that we're saying that even if you hold Hezek, Shein, and Nicker, Loshma, Hezek, and it's Drabanan, right? There's two different types of Drabanans. There's Drabanans that you're high of Midrabanan, and there's Drabanans that the Rabbanan said, you're chayav midaraisa, right? It's a different type of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saying you're chayav midaraisa. And it will be like, would you say, if you had a thing like this, by Yisurim, if the Rabbanan, say something is usher, so you say something Rabbanan akuda. If the Rabbanan are misaking that it's usher deraisa, I don't know if you would say sabek Rabbanan akuda, right? Because the Rabbanan say this is usher midaraisa. It's usher midaraisa. We say sabek deraisa l'chumra. Right? If you would have that, that's just a way of being mitzayir. If the Rabbanan, want to go ahead and say chicken with milk is usher. So if they said, listen, really midaraisa, only meat with milk is asr. Chicken is not meat. However, we're making a gzeirah drabanan that we're asring chicken with meat, with milk. So then, okay, so drabanan said it's asr. No, it has no shaykh, and drabanan make up a brand new isr. The Torah never asr chicken and milk. Drabanan are asring chicken and milk. So sabek drabanan akuda. But if Shad is what the Rabbanan did, and Rabbanan didn't make a new iser. The Rabbanan were misaking that chicken is considered meat. The Rabbanan were misaking that chicken is included in the iser deraisa. So me, the Rabbanan, chicken is included in the iser deraisa. So then it could very well be that if you have a suffix, you have to say suffix deraisa nechumra. Right now, I'm not saying this halacha nemaisa because I'm not a poisek.
But it comes out interesting there because we wait 6 hours after chicken. We do wait 6 hours, but Metzias is there's no din of Marisayan when it comes
Okay,
but Rebbe, in the end of the day,
we do say Sabe Drabanan Akuda by chicken, but I'm not sure.
Rebbe said,
Rebbe, in the end of the day, Rebbe's saying
what? Rebbe said from Rishaimer, we say Safik Durabanan Lakula by chicken.
That's my recollection, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a machlekas in the Shulchan Aruch. But
but at the end of the day, if it's included in Hezek.
I'm not saying Halacha Lemaisa, I'm sorry to be registered, but I'm saying that just so we have it seer, that you could hear how this Hakira would have that Nafkamina. So the same thing is true over here. What would Rabbanan Misake would have an afkamina whether it's made of the glass potter, right? I'm sorry. Okay, what are you saying?
No, but Rebbe, according to what Rebbe's saying, so is it included in Hezek in the list of the avos or not? If it's included in the Hezek, meaning Rebbe's saying that the way we got to it is because it's a Rabbanan and the Rabbanan made it that it's a Hezek deraisa, let's say. But at the end of the day, if it's included in Hezek, so then I don't get the Gemara on Hey step that if it's lo shme hezek, then it's kansa, it's a knas. But what do you mean? Even if it's lo shme hezek, it's still included in the hezek, and we already taught
hezek. I'm saying that's the result that you're paying as a hezek, but there are bana and kansa to make it a hezek. The kansa means.
But in the end of the day, when it says the word hezek, we should learn it out from there.
Kansa means. The Rabbanan had a bit, you needed to go through the step of Kansa to get to Hezek. So there's a thing. We can't do everything at once, but there's a famous question. Is the chain as strong as its weakest link or as strong as link? Right? So those who are in my share know the answer. The answer is it's both true. It has the chain, if it has the fact that it has a weak link is a certain problem, it's a weakness. But the fact that it has a strong weak link also is a power. And if the guy with the is trying to break it the weak link, then your chain is as weak as your weak link. But if the ganav is an idiot, which some kind of them are, and he decides to cut the try and cut the strong link, then he's not going to be able to cut it just because there's a weak link there, right? So there are advantages of having a weak link and a disadvantage, a strong link, and you know, so they're both right. So there's nothing wrong with focusing on the fact that there's a weak link here. I'm not saying
why can't it be a chayav derabbanan?
Shamir was right that there are facts that it's derabbanan makes nafkaminas. It's pater b'shoyget. There's another nafkamina that the Or Zeruah says that you're not yoreish to the bottom, right? I'm not denying that. So
why can't it be chayav derabbanan?
That because it's derabbanan that don't follow deraisa. Because you're not Yerusha.
No, practically speaking, it doesn't make a difference because you're learning out from Hezek. So the Mishnah says Hezek.
You would be Yerusha at the bottom. So it becomes this quasi area that because it's a simultaneously a Derabanan and a Deraisa at the same time, because you needed a Derabanan to make it a Deraisa. So you get the weaknesses, a chain is as strong as its weakest link. And it's also as strong as the strongest link. They're both true. So it's
really, why does that make a difference? Because Rav Oshia says Hezek, you should still learn it out from that. Meaning we're trying to say who cares what the source is, if it's Rabbanan or Deraisa and practicality. The Gemara is trying to say is that why didn't you have to, why didn't Rav Oshia, why did you add this?
Obviously you had to add it because you needed this tremendous chiddush derabbanan to put it in. So of course you're going to have to.
But once you have it, then you would have known. Meaning it's like
once you have it, not you would have known it. It's called an of. But of course it's a tremendous chiddush to know it because you have to come along to a din derabbanan to make it. So of course it has to be mentioned. You know, you can't ask, don't write it. How can you say not write it? There's a tremendous chiddush in writing it. Right. Okay, anyway.
Why can't it be chayav derabbanan without like in deraisa?
It could be. But then we're not going to be able to help for Rashi. We're trying to solve it, to help Rashi.
But so, Rashi's skipping a gap that's being skipped over because we have the Or Zeruah's motivation that's not a kanas. So just make it a chayav derabbanan and it's not.
No, because
there are many chayav derabbanans are not kanasas.
I don't know if there's such a, I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there's any chayadra. It might be by definition, chayadra bana means a kanas. Because chayadra bana means you're paying, that there really is no hezek. So that means it's kanas. Kanas means that you're not paying for hezek. That's what kanas means. You're paying more than the damage. If it's drabbanan, that means it's not hezek. If it's not hezek, it's a kanas. I suspect that that's by definition. Okay, anyway, let's stop here. Anyway, amaisa, yeshikayach, everyone. So
can I just ask one thing? Just would it be a possible way to say for Pnei Yeshua that maybe he holds that that with the Raisa there's a chi of hezek, but it's like less than a shavaprutza because it's in a nicker, but therefore it would not be domela hezek a nicker, but it still would be chi of the Raisa, just it's less than Shavaputa?
Doesn't sound like that. It seems like you're saying that you're actually Chayev Deraisa.
You are Chayev. You just can't be Mashlim it.
Well, that's in a Shavaputa. You're not Chayev. I don't know. I thought he was saying that you actually have to pay me Deraisa to play Yeshua. Okay, I tell you, I'll have to look at the play Yeshua again inside. But I thought, offhand, I thought, you know, there's Pablo Chaputa, is Pater, I mean, Deraisa. The Penshua, I thought, was saying that you're Chayef to pay Deraisa. But, okay, maybe, I can't say offhand. Okay, maybe I'll look. But in that, I'll look again tomorrow. Okay, so, okay. The truth is, I do want to do the Penshua a little bit more because the Penshua is very strange what these two Deraisa, what's Hedek Shenikar Deraisa. You know, and what's hezek? It's hezek shenikar lo shmei hezek, but still deraisa. So what is that lo shmei hezek? What does that mean? Okay, but I'm not sure. I want to think about what I want to do tomorrow because there's another maramakal that I thought was just very interesting. So I'm not sure if I want to do the that other Marimakom. Let me think about it. And I'll send out an email tomorrow, which what I want to do tomorrow. But okay, but this I think it would be is very nice. I happen to think it's right. I don't know if anyone says it or not. I didn't do their research. But Pashas, it could theoretically be a very nice answer to the plain Shuras Kasha. Okay, Yeshikayach, everyone. I hope today was clearer than yesterday. And all right. Okay, good night.
All right, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good night.